Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hey guys, Adora here, and welcome to episode 8 of Today at 5 a.m. Today's thought is, it's not aligned with my current rhythm. It's not aligned with my current rhythm. In the past couple months, like, I have declined several media interviews and speaking engagements. Like, people have reached out to me to say, hey, I want you to come speak at my event. And I've had to decline quite a few of those. You're probably wondering why, because a lot of people want speaking engagements and like, I'm declining. Okay, so here's why. Mostly because some of these engagements were not aligned with the rhythm for my current season. What I mean by that is they are nice opportunities, but they're just not aligned with the wave that I'm currently riding. There are seasons and times for everything, right? So I'll give you an example of an email that I sent out. I sent a response to someone and I said, hey, thanks for reaching out. I appreciate you considering me for this opportunity. However, I will have to decline as the opportunity is not in line with my plans for the first half of this year. I decided that the first half of this year was going to be spent, basically creating content. And then I also want to talk a lot around purpose, right? And so I do get invited to speak on some subject matter sometimes that isn't really in line with what I want to talk about in this season that we're in. Like, and so if I feel like it's not in alignment with that, then I will probably, turn it down. So yes, I do speak about like project execution, branding, and all those things, and I always feel like they have their own place. However, in the particular period that I am right now, I just prioritized, speaking around purpose, right? And really helping people to discover, accept, and use their gifts. The thing is, as you start to progress on your life's journey, you will receive several invitations and offers to show up and show out everywhere you go, okay? You have to learn to choose them just as much as they choose you. So I ask myself certain questions. I ask myself, will I be speaking about a subject matter that is in line with my current mission? Just like I just explained. I ask myself, does this interview, this media interview that is being presented to me, does it add value to my God-given mission? Does it add value to where I am right now? Because there's some times where you get some media opportunities that seem great, but maybe you're not yet prepared for them. And that's not imposter syndrome talking. I believe in opportunities coming multiple times, but I feel like there's some opportunities that if you use now, they're difficult to get again, because obviously like a TV production, for instance, if you did CNN Africa Voices, if they came and focused on you right now, the chances of them doing a run again on you is very slim, right? Just not because you're not important or that your journey hasn't evolved and you're not doing great things, but because it's production. They don't want to use the same person over and over and over again. So there's some times where I know that I'm not yet ready for the kind of story that I would want to air globally. And as a result, I would rather not take that particular opportunity for that particular time. I also ask myself the question of, is this invitation going to just massage my ego? Like, do I just want to take it so that I can post and tell everybody, hey, I got this opportunity, or I'm doing this? Yes, I want to use my platform and have as many opportunities as possible to share my God-given light and create impactful moments. And my heart lights up every single time that someone reaches out to me to be a part of a speaking opportunity or to be a part of media. My heart actually does light up. I'm like, oh, great. I wish I could accept every single opportunity I get, but I also know that it's not wisdom to do that. So I'm appreciative of the consideration that is given to me, but I know that I must also be very wise to not jump at every single opportunity that comes. And so what I've done is I've learned to identify, understand, and respect seasons. I've also learned that the attention that comes from my gift is not a measurement of success. The impact that comes from my anointing is actually what matters to God. So I see that gifts and talents are great to have. And yes, they gather attention, but God's anointing doesn't always gather attention. And it's focused on solving problems and breaking yokes. So there are times where I am doing work Great work, right? But it's not always the coolest thing in the game or the coolest thing in popular culture. And it doesn't always have media knocking at my door. So don't be afraid to miss opportunities, okay? Don't be afraid to miss opportunities. If it's God-given, it will never be constrained to time. You may not get that exact situation again, but a situation that fulfills that same objective will come.